You pay for cable TV, maybe Netflix, Amazon Prime. How about paying for YouTube?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We might be on the cusp of change in the business evolution of online video. Now, this involves YouTube, which is owned by Google. At a tech conference in California yesterday, the CEO of YouTube revealed her team is working on developing a paid subscription version of the most popular system to distribute online video. This means users could pay not to see ads that often roll before the video that we click to see. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has been looking into this. Mitchell?
So I'm a huge fan of Mad Men, and I want to see one of those behind-the-scenes videos about Don and Peggy. But before that, YouTube serves me up an ad for Cadillacs.
Hello, Pete.
To me, a lot of this season was that Don and Peggy have an irreparable relationship.
Well, but YouTube now has something else in mind. It's working on an alternative service where I pay a subscription not to see those ads. Now, this isn't going to replace the ad-supported videos. That's a huge cash cow for the parent company, Google. YouTube sells those video ad slots to advertisers, and it keeps up to 45% of the revenue, paying the rest to the content providers. With lots of other video service models out there, like Netflix, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki says she wants to give users more choice on how they watch their videos.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman still living in the 2012 Mad Men world. The NBA season starts tonight, 3 games, and the promise of a lot of money. This month, the Basketball League announced a 9-year, $24 billion deal with TV networks, nearly tripling the cash it gets from broadcasting. And as Nova Sappho reports, the trickle-down started before that deal was even signed.
It'll be 2 years before the billions from the new TV deal start flowing to the NBA, but the lucrative contract was anticipated and has already had an effect, says Victor Matheson. He specializes in sports economics at the College of the Holy Cross.
Just a couple years ago, we thought that a team like the Clippers might be worth $500 million, maybe a billion, and all of a sudden the Clippers are selling for $2 billion earlier this summer.
Valuations are forecast to go up for the other 29 teams as well. Meanwhile, players have also been factoring in the expected TV cash, says Raymond Sauer. He teaches sports economics at Clemson University.
LeBron James, you know, signed a short-term contract, so he's positioned to re-up, as it were, with the new revenue streams coming into his next contract.
And for those players who don't have contract renewals coming up, the league and the players' union are now looking into how best to spread the wealth. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
One of the Marketplace beats is money and politics. Since the landmark Citizens United Supreme Court decision in 2010, money from outside groups has poured into elections. In Iowa, what is unusual this year is that in addition to a blizzard of TV ads, members of outside groups are also out knocking on doors, Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
According to the Center for Responsive Politics, roughly $50 million of outside money has been spent on Iowa's close open Senate race. A fraction of that money was spent to put Denise Bubeck on this Des Moines voter's doorstep.
Well, I'm letting people know about the policies of Bruce Braley that we don't agree with, you know, the health care law.
Yep. Bubeck won't tell you who to vote for, but it's evident she's not a fan of the Democrat in the race, four-term Congressman Bruce Braley.
The bailouts, the stimulus package, the spending. And so we've just been encouraging people to, you know, vote.
Oh, I hear you. I'm on the same page. So.
Okay, well, thank
you. Bubeck never mentions the Republican in the race, Iowa State Senator Joni Ernst. That's because Bubeck is a paid staffer with Americans for Prosperity. It's a social welfare organization that's limited in how it can engage in electoral politics. It also does not have to reveal its donors. AFP was started by billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch, a conservative group often demonized by Democrats.
To go, it's a lot easier to just raise some money and throw some ads on TV.
Drew Klein is the deputy director of AFP's Iowa chapter. He says knocking doors is a more effective way to connect with voters.
Looking back at 2008 and 2012, that's really where the left dominated, both the size of their presence as well as the effectiveness of their presence. And so I think it has been kind of a learning curve for us.
Both liberal and conservative groups are pounding Iowa pavement. The increasing participation by outside groups has become an issue in itself in this race that could determine what party holds the majority in the Senate. And that's a problem, says Drake political science professor Dennis Goldford.
So the campaigns become not about issues that matter to voters. The campaigns become campaigns about campaigns themselves.
Goldford says outside money is nothing new in Iowa. It's just the unprecedented volume and intensity in this midterm. He says with all this outside money sloshing around, Iowans shouldn't be surprised if it sticks around long after November 4th. After all, once the polls of the midterm close, it's 2016 Iowa caucus season. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters for Marketplace.
And they say you should go grocery shopping on a full stomach so you don't buy stupid snacky things. Now, sociologists writing in the PLOS One journal suggest that gambling should be done on an empty stomach. University of Utrecht researchers find that hunger is associated with advantageous decision-making. It's about hunger prompting an alert state as opposed to the lethargy of satiation. Reading the piece, it's clear they don't mean the real hunger of poverty, by the way. They mean the I just fasted overnight for my cholesterol test sort of peckish. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.